Welcome back to another exciting episode of Cyber Defense TV. I'm your host, Gary Malefsky, and the publisher of Cyber Defense Magazine. Now, guess what? I have an amazing special guest today sitting in the hot seat. Craig Hinckley is the CEO of White Hat Security. You can find him online at whitehatsec.com. This company is going deep diving before the software hits your computer to help make sure it's secure. Craig, welcome.
Gary, great to be here, mate.
So we're having a good conversation today.
Yes.
And we were talking earlier about really this kind of software quality process. Yes. Tell me about what you do for these developers who were well-trained in programming languages but are not cybersecurity professionals.
Well, look, we look at this problem maybe a little bit differently than our peers in the security industry. We look at the goal of security, particularly in the DevOps space, is not to put security, smack in the middle like DevSecOps. It's actually to make security completely silent. The more we make security frictionless and easy to deploy for the actual developers, the more present and the more presence there'll be in the application of security than there's ever been before. So it isn't about finding the defect when it's in production. We'll always need to do that, but we need to reduce the attack surface by helping the developers write more secure code all the way through the software production line.
Do you have a certification? You know, the certified ethical hackers that are certified smart, secure coder?
So the amazing thing that the company did last year is we launched the White Hat Certified Secure Developer Program.
Really?
Free. This was not by us to drive revenue. It was us to help serve and educate and train the developer community. So we did that. We launched it last year. It was a combination of webinars, live seminars, and there was a certification test at the end. And it wasn't a check the box like you do your normal annual compliance for companies typically. It was actually a test that only about 20% of people passed. So we made it real and practical.
Wow.
And now we have 400 or 500 people that are White Hat certified secure developers.
Can a small, there's small businesses with developers, the developers in other countries, offshoring. I mean, they're all over the globe now. I may have Ukrainian developers and Indian developers and U.S. developers, and they're everywhere. Is there a way that a small business can afford you and get this into my development cycle? If I'm outsourcing, can I kind of say to them, listen, you really need White Hat Security?
Yeah, absolutely. And that's one of the things we recognize, that to get the community around it, it has to be supporting the development process. But we also have to support the developer. So last year we came out with a product called Scout, and it's actually for the individual developer. So the first release was focused on Java. So if you're a Java developer out there, you can use Scout, and that thing is a subscription-based, low-cost, low barrier to entry. You're writing your application, you create your JAR file, you drag it to our cloud service. In 10 minutes or less, you get back the results, the 95% accurate, and tells you here in your code is where that defect is, go fix it.
Now, half the websites in the world are on WordPress for some reason, and people are running PHP, and they're loaded with exploitable code. Can you help those developers too?
Absolutely. If you've got an application that's running today, when you're doing the next iteration of that application, you can use White Hat, and we can plug into the development process, plug into your IDE, plug into your code repository, look at that existing application, scan it, and come back and give you all the defects in the code.
Okay, here's the last hot seat question.
All right.
You ready? Threat intel.
Yes.
People are writing code, and it's getting exploited.
Yep.
Do you have some secret sauce? Do you have a team watching for these latest threats to figure out how you can help those developers harden their code against tomorrow's threat?
Absolutely. So when you think about it, we have a threat research center, and their job in the threat R for research is looking for new exploits, looking for new ways that code is going to be exploited. So we absolutely have a part of our business that's around finding new threats, new attacks, new vulnerabilities. But what's also interesting from the threat intelligence, one of the things that we've done with a number of the threat intelligence providers is they're looking in the dark web. So they're also kind of trolling the dark web, finding out what's happening. Is Russia trying to penetrate the critical infrastructure at the moment? Is China trying to launch attacks against financial services? And they're selling that as a service to customers. Mm-hmm. Well, if I'm a customer, I get that. If I'm a bank, for example, and you tell me that China's trying to create cross-site scripting attacks on financial services in North America, should I be scared? What should I do? So what we've done is partnered with the threat intelligence companies with our customer, because we have the most accurate view of their threat landscape, because we're scanning typically all of their web-facing applications. So we take our vulnerability data, our threat attack surface data, and we integrate it with the threat intelligence platforms, and now it enriches it. So if I'm seeing five attacks come in, we can say, here's their attack surface, and two of them overlap. Okay, CISO for, you know, whatever bank, you need to go address those two now.
Craig, this is a great interview. I really appreciate it. And what I want to do is I want to tell our viewers, if you're a developer, get the free training. How much did it cost? Nothing. And that's probably going to make you more valuable in the industry. Anyway, that was one wonderful episode of Cyber Defense TV, and I hope to see you again next time. Thank you.